Welcome to an audio tutorial on the use of the Sea Crane CC Radio 2. This is Tim Hendel speaking for the Sea Crane Company of Fortuna, California. This tutorial is intended for blind people or anybody who wishes to use this radio without reference to the digital display. If there are any disagreements between the printed manual and this tape, then the printed manual should be considered correct. This tutorial will consist of the following parts: a very brief overview of the CC radio, everything about receiving radio, all about setting the clock and timer and alarm, and a discussion of the use of the 2-meter ham band. This discussion at the end will be useful to those who've never listened to 2 meters before. But anyone who is a ham or already knows about the 2-meter band will probably not find anything new in this part of the tutorial, and that's the reason we're putting it at the end. The very first CC radio was developed in the late 1990s because Sea Crane's founder, Bob Crane, felt that people were not getting the maximum possible pleasure out of the AM or medium wave band because so many radios, both portable radios and stereo systems, have very poor reception on AM. So the purpose of the CC radio was to give the best possible AM reception in a portable so that people could listen to long-distance AM radio. The original CC radio also had FM, NOAA weather radio, and television sound. The CC Radio Plus simply made a few changes in the software and some of the switches, but wasn't very different from the original. In 2009, analog television broadcasting ended in the United States, so the TV band on the CC Radio Plus became basically useless, except for a few low-power TV stations, which were allowed to stay on the air. So Sea Crane has redesigned this radio to include the 2-meter ham band instead of the TV band. When you unpack your CC Radio 2, this is what you should find in the package: the radio itself, a printed manual, a warranty card, and a nice line cord. Powering the radio. If you plan to use the AC line cord, simply plug it into the back of the radio. If you have the radio sitting on its feet facing you with two knobs on the right, the speaker grill on the left, then reaching toward the back of the radio, on the left, on the back, is a socket for the AC line cord. This is a polarized line cord, and the flat part of the line cord goes down. Just plug in the line cord and you're ready to go. If you want to use batteries, on the back of the radio toward the bottom you will feel a bulge. This is where the batteries go. There are two finger holes with springy plastic clips. This is very typical to most battery containers. Press the plastic clips toward the bulge and remove the cover. The CC radio takes 4D batteries that go in the conventional way with the minus or flat side of the batteries toward the spring. Two batteries go in one way, and then two batteries go in on top of it the other way. This is very conventional. Replace the battery cover. Note: on this radio, when you plug in the line cord, the batteries are not disconnected. What this means is if you plug the line cord into the radio and the other end is plugged into an electrical outlet, or it's plugged into an electrical outlet that is dead, maybe it's on a switch or something, the radio will continue to play on batteries, even though you may think you're using the AC home power. If you want to be sure that the radio is functioning on its line cord power, simply remove one battery. If the radio continues to play, you're on AC. Before we do anything else with the radio, we must be sure that it is unlocked. On the right-hand edge of the radio are two knobs. At the top is a big knob, below is a small knob. In front of the space between the two knobs is a small switch. It is horizontally oriented. If you push the switch up, it will make a click, and the radio is locked. What this means is you can't turn the power on. If the power is on, you can't turn it off. You can't change the stations. You can't do anything. This is useful if you're packing the radio in a suitcase or trunk and you don't want it to come on. However, if the lock is in the up position, you will not be able to activate the radio. So make sure that the lock is down. This is now an overview of the controls. On the top surface of the radio, on the right, is a triangular button. This is power on, off, and sleep. Push it once and the power comes on. Push it again and the power comes off. Push and hold this knob for a couple of seconds and you'll be into the sleep timer. In the middle of the radio are five dome-shaped buttons. These are the memories. You have five memories on AM, five on FM, five on NOAA weather radio, and five on 2 meters. When you find a station you want to put in memory, hold down one of the memory buttons for about a second. You'll hear the radio make a little beep, and that station is memorized. If you want to go to that station, just press the memory button without holding it, and it'll go to that station. If you want to put a new station in the memory, just do as I've told you, and it'll take away the old station and put in the new station. You don't mix and match memories. In other words, the five memories on AM only go to AM stations. The five memories on FM only go to FM stations. On the left-hand end of the top surface of the radio is another triangle, just like the power button. However, this triangle consists of two buttons. The squarish button on the right is the mode for the weather alert. We'll cover that in a few minutes. The small triangle is band, and the order of the bands is FM, AM, 2 meters, weather. If you're powering up your radio for the very first time, it will probably come up on FM, and it will probably come up on 87.5. The best way to start working with your radio, once you hear the hiss of the FM sound, is to turn the large knob on the right-hand side of the radio. You will notice that this knob has little clicks or detents. Turn it rapidly, and you'll eventually come to an FM station. This will get you started on using your radio. Below the large knob is a smaller knob. This is volume. Front panel. The entire left-hand half, actually a little more than half, of the front panel is the speaker. This is a 5-inch speaker, which can put forth very robust sound. At the top of the speaker, about in the middle, on the smooth part that is right above the speaker grill, you'll feel a little light. That is a weather alert. In the upper right-hand corner of the front panel is a smooth display. In the upper left-hand corner of this display is a button for the light. Just push it, and the light will come on for a few seconds and then go off. Below the display, actually below the right-hand half of the display, are two buttons. These round buttons are to step up and down frequencies on each band. In a moment, we'll discuss what the buttons do and what the tuning knob does. Below the two buttons are two small round knobs. They are tone controls for bass and treble. There's a little click or detent in the middle. Of course, you set these according to your own listening pleasure. Moving up and down by frequencies. On the AM band, the little buttons right above the tone controls move you up and down in 10 kilohertz increments. In other words, 650, 660, 670. Or down the same way. The right one moves up, the left one moves down. The knob on the side of the radio near the top moves you up and down in 1 kilohertz increments. In other words, 651, 652, 653. This can be very useful if you're trying to receive a weak AM station that is right next to a strong one. For example, in my location, I have a local station on 1230 and a semi-local station that I could theoretically receive on 1240. Well, naturally, the 1230 station spills over and pretty well blocks out the 1240 station. But if I step up to 1240 with the buttons and then turn the knob until I get up to maybe 1243, I have a better chance of hearing that station. On FM, the buttons step you up and down in half channels or 100 kilohertz increments. In other words, 89.3, 89.4, 89.5. So every two presses of the button puts you on a new FM channel. Each click of the knob is 50 kilohertz or 1/4 FM channel. So it takes four clicks to go from 89.3 to 89.5, which is the standard separation for channels in the United States. In Europe, you do have FM stations on frequencies like 89.4 or 105.6. So you can simply step to those stations if you take the radio to Europe. There are two methods to scan, in other words, to ask the radio to find stations for you. Press and hold either the up or the down button, and the radio will go silent for a second and stop on the next station. It'll stop on that station and stay there. Briefly press the tuning knob, just give it a brief tap, and the radio will pan up to the next station. However, it'll only stay there for about 5 seconds, and then it'll wander on to the next station. If it lands on a station that you want to keep, just tap the tuning knob again, and it'll stay on that station. If you press and hold the tuning knob, you will engage another function called squelch, which we will discuss when we talk about the 2-meter band. On the NOAA weather band, either the up and down buttons or the tuning knob will move you up by 25 kilohertz, which is the spacing between NOAA weather channels. NOAA weather radio channels go from 162.400 megahertz to 162.550, and there are 7 channels, in other words, 400, 425, 450. When you get to the top of the weather band, the radio will briefly go silent. It'll sound like it makes a little hiccup, and it'll be back down to the bottom. This is also true on AM and FM and 2 meters. When you're tuning up the band or down and you get to the end of the range, the radio will make a little silent hiccup and start back down at the bottom. The ranges, by the way, are 520 to 1710 on AM, 87.5 to 108 on FM, and 144 to 148 on 2 meters. On the top surface of the radio, at the left, near the back, is a typical telescopic antenna, such as you've seen on many radios. This antenna is used for FM, 2 meters, and NOAA weather radio. Pulling it up and rotating it around may change reception. However, in many urban areas, you may get perfectly good reception with the antenna down. The AM antenna is a ferrite rod inside of the radio. So actually rotating the radio can change the signal strength of the AM station. In some cases where you have two AM stations on the same frequency, turning the radio around may change which station you're able to hear. Below the volume knob is a stereo headphone jack, stereo on FM, not stereo on the other bands. On the back of the radio, on the right-hand edge, going from top to bottom, are three 1/8-inch jacks. The one at the top is audio in. You can play a CD player, maybe an iPod, through this radio. I use this jack and hooked the radio to the output of the sound card of my talking computer, and this makes an excellent powered speaker for your talking computer. In order to access the audio in function, you must hold down the band switch, remembering that the band switch is on the left on the top surface, and you press it to rotate around to the four bands. Well, instead of pressing it briefly, you press it and hold it. The radio will go silent, but anything you're feeding to this audio jack will be played through the radio. To get back to radio mode, just press the band switch. Don't hold it, just tap it. Beneath this is a timer jack, which can be used with certain tape recorders that have timers, such as the Seacrane Versacorder. If you want to know more about the Versacorder, contact Seacrane, and we do have a tutorial for that recorder. The bottommost of the three 1/8-inch jacks is line out. This can be used to feed a tape recorder, a CD recorder, a stereo sound system, anything that you want to send the audio to. And on FM, the line out is in stereo. The only band we haven't talked about so far is 2 meters. The 2 meter band goes from 144 to 148 megahertz. And both the up and down scan buttons and the knob move the radio in 5 kilohertz increments. In other words, 144.000, 144.005, 010, 015, etc. We have a repeater on 146.940. If I'm tuned to that repeater and I go up, I'm then on 146.945. We'll have more to say about the 2 meter ham band later. Since the 2 meter ham band does not have signals on it all the time, the best way to locate a signal is to put the radio in scan mode by holding down either the up or the down button. Then the radio will scan, and if it finds a signal, it'll stop. If you happen to know the frequencies of some of your local amateur radio repeaters, I just told you we have one on 146.940. And if you have a sighted person who can briefly look at the display, it may be worthwhile to locate that frequency by turning the tuning knob rapidly until you get to it, then press and hold one of the memory buttons, thus putting that 2 meter frequency into memory. Then you can always go to it. In many areas, once you're familiar with the 2 meter repeaters, you can recognize which one you're listening to, even if you found it by scanning, because they use different tones and little beeps that are called courtesy tones. There are 2 screws on the back of the radio, on the right-hand side, if the radio is facing you, just above the battery container. They are for an AM antenna. The outer screw, the one toward the edge, is for ground, and the screw toward the middle of the radio is for an AM wire antenna itself. There is a reset button on the bottom of the radio. Place the radio on its back and place your finger between the 2 tone controls and run it to the bottom and around to the bottom surface of the radio. Then move about 1/2 inch to the left. There is a little pinhole. You can use a stylus or a hairpin or something like that to press the reset button. Press it gently. Not much force is needed. You'll feel that the button presses in a little bit. This resets everything on the radio. When you reset the radio, the clock goes to 12 midnight and the alarm goes to 6 a.m. This is one workaround for a blind person who wants to set the clock, because you could set it and know where it is. However, you will lose all of your memories. Replacing memories on AM, FM, and NOAA weather is very, very easy. You simply tune to the station you want and press and hold one of the buttons. However, on the 2 meter band, you may have gone to some trouble to find the repeaters, either by scanning until they were operating or by getting sighted help to find their frequency. So you may not want to take the repeaters out of memory.